What's going on, y'all? I am Leader Johnson. I'm your host with the most. So have a toast. I'm here for Penn State basketball. A lot into that. Now, we know Patrick Chambers. He left. Only I say left because, you know, certain things you just can't do, man. I mean, I don't know what happened or how it went down. Rasir Bolton was the first guy to leave after them getting him a Miles Dread. He's the first guy to leave. I don't know how it was said, what was said. I know what was reported. And you just can't do some things. Things are sensitive subjects and sensitive to people. Now, with him leaving, people loved Patrick Chambers. It wasn't like he was a guy that they didn't like and all that. So people love Patrick Chambers. They love Patrick Chambers. So it's kind of different on that remark because a lot of guys left because of him too. Some bottle left. Brockington left. Myron Jones left. So a lot of guys that left. So it's a big thing. It's kind of real hard to really cope with some of them guys. When you build relationships with the coach, it happens. Now, guys that stayed, there's a lot of kids. How talented Penn State would have been next year. I mean, think about it. And then, yeah, I mean, the guys that left would have been still with Seth Lundy and Miles. They would have had a good team next year. So it's really different looking at the team now, but they still have a talented team. Dalian Johnson is still on the team. Kalib Dorsey is still on the team. Sam Sessions is still on the team. Okay, Seth Lundy stayed, which was huge. Huge. And they still got John Harar on there. It's a real huge, huge aspect of the game for those type of players to stay. Now you get Greg Lee, Jaheim Cornwall. We want to talk about Penn State. We just want to talk about hoops and what they do and how good this D squads is. And Penn State has a squad. They have a squad. And they're one of the best squads out as far as recruiting right now. You got a lot of guys. Jalen Duren. Let's talk about recruiting. Let's talk about how everything come back. Jalen Duren, Derek Lively, two guys who not only they just got offers for, this guy got them in their top school. Do you know how big that is? If y'all want to know how good Michael Shrewsbury is, he has a 2022 commit already, and clearly he'll probably be a four-star. He'll be ready to four-star soon. They ain't ready that guy yet. They crazy. Guy's one of the most exciting, best dribblers in 2022. Penetrator, he's not scared to take over a game. Let him do it. He can do it. I really believe with Shrewsbury's coaching that this guy's going to be something special for Penn State. You know, he'll be a good Big Ten performer. Whether it's second team, first team, Big Ten, he'll be all Big Ten performer. Now, A.J. Brown. Y'all want to know who y'all going to get? A.J. Brown. I had an interview with him for Philly Sports Network. Right after the Kanye Clary interview. Kanye Clary said that he was, I asked him what he's looking at any recruits. He said A.J. Brown. I talked to A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown said, yeah, they done talked. And talked about running the floor together for Penn State. He thinks him and they would be a great asset to Penn State. He talked real highly of Penn State. I mean, nobody talks about future or playing with a program unless that program is really highly considered. Like, I'm talking about top three, top two. Now, he gave me his top schools. You know what I mean? Penn State was there. Penn State was there. He gave me his top school. There was Penn State. All right, so. And you're looking at all the schools that are going after him. Penn State has a very great chance of getting A.J. Brown. I think they'll get him. I think he's too. When you're talking to another recruit and talk about the future of y'all playing together, it doesn't necessarily mean you go there. It means you got your one foot in, one foot out. When you're talking about future, playing with a recruit and what y'all would do and how good y'all be in the Big Ten, that's crazy. So there's no doubt in my mind A.J. Brown has Penn State extremely high. He loved the visit. It's looking big. Now, Otega Owe, you know, one of the top 100 players out there playing ball, we talk about him, Otega Owe is a super recruit that they can get top 100. He's hot on them, and his brother went, you know, family went there. So I just think it's only a matter of time before he commits to Penn State. All right? And then we got another player, Jameel Brown, high on Penn State. That's three guards. You say, would they get three guards to commit? Well, I remember one recruiting class. We don't forget that Penn State went after Brandon Slater, Cole Swider, and Sadiq Bey. Those are three small four, three guys in the same, three wings. Really, Cole Swider, he could play power forward, but he also played small forward. So you want to do it like that. Brandon Slater could play shooting guard. Sadiq Bey could play. But they were all rated as small forwards. They're all rated as forwards. That's what they were rated as, forwards. If you look at this small ball, if you bring those three guys on, they can all get run. Not playing on the same, you know, lineup, of course, because you're coming in, you're not knowing what's going to happen right now. But by the time they all come in, they'll just be deep guys. You're talking about Jameel Brown is a combo guard. You're talking about A.J. Brown, shooting guard. You're talking about Otega Owe, shooting guard. All those guys can get time. You know, so that's big. And you still got Dalian Johnson and Caleb Dorsey all going to be a part of that type of team if they was to get everybody. You got Kanye Cleary. Will he be a starting point guard? It's possible. Possible. Possible he'd be the starting point guard because Sessions will be gone. This would be real a big opportunity for Cleary to take over the program, you know. So, just in itself, that's big just in itself. I mean, so if we're talking about if they get all those guys, well, I think they'll get two out of the three at least. I think Owe and A.J. Brown might be the two guys. I don't know about Jameel being the absolute, but Owe and A.J. Brown look like they're Penn State. That just looks like they're Penn State. I just... any type of time, but Jameel could definitely be. But you're saying, could they get all three? Yeah, they could get all three. If you look at his time, and you look at your, and you feel like you're gonna get time at that program, yeah. Because it's like Jameel Brown's gonna go somewhere. And anytime you're in that type of range, being guaranteed the starting spot is not all the way there. So. In all honesty, I just feel like that Jameel Brown is one of those guys. I mean, they can get one or the other, you know, but you get three guards and you get one that can play back up to, if he's a combo guard, he can back up Cleary. Then one guy can be a shooting guard, one guy can back up to three. So they can all get time. So they can all get all three of them, but there's a good chance they can get them, but I think it's about a 40% chance. We'll see how that goes, but it's looking big. It's looking like A.J. Brown and Otega Owe are your guys that are committing. That's already a good 22 if you get Cleary, A.J. Brown, and Owe. It's already super huge. You know, so... that's going to be big for Penn State on that 2022 market. It's other guys, and Verne Firmin, Christian Firmin, had an interview with him. He likes Penn State. I don't see him committing. You know, he has Penn State, St. Joe, Temple. Penn State, St. Joe, Temple. You know, those in Pittsburgh. And then he got VCU. You know, VCU looks like a... like, he would love to stay home, but it's not like, you know, that's the big thing, the big ticket. So, I think VCU, I mean, VCU is a big school that snatches people. He could be at VCU. Look at a couple of guys. A lot of guys out there, but they're not going to get Lively. They're not going to get... Lively is going to go to Duke of Kentucky. I see that happening. I mean, Duke is going to offer the Kentuckys on him, and Jalen Durnsley is going to go to Kentucky or Memphis. So they're not coming to the East Coast at all. So that's a little different. Now, if we're coming to look at other guys and certain players, just look at this roster. Seth Lundy's going to have a big season. Seth Lundy is a potential Big Ten player of the year. There's no doubt in my mind that Seth Lundy is close to that mark. I think he could be a Big Ten player of the year, no question. He's one of those type of players. Sam Sessoms, I mean, he could be one. These are two guys that are going to be connected next year and really going to do some damage. Now, we want to talk about the new guys. Who's the guy? I mean, they got Jovani Scott. They got some good newcomers coming in. They really, the way Shrewsbury did that team, it was just good. And it's crazy because Chambers had to do some things too with transfers. Penn State don't really get looked at like they should for recruiting and keeping their team, their program afloat. Like, that's crazy. People don't really look at their program like that, like they should. They don't look at their program like it's a winning program. Like this program didn't come out the mud and they had to deal with so much. It's different. And I'm kind of don't understand because now, if next year when they play, you'll see how it goes with Penn State. Now, like I say, Jalen Pickett, it's a lot of good players. You want to see one thing when you get transferred, these are not freshmen. These guys have already been, you know, battle tested. So one thing they're going to know how to do is play ball. Now, whether how much they impact, that's different. You know, you remember Joe Cremo at Villanova? He had his games, and, you know, he was supposed to be this and that, but he always be a Nova family. But he was a disappointment. But one thing he knew how to do was get in there and play ball, whether it was what you wanted or not. He's just not a deer in the headlights. He's not that. It's different. You look at a guy like B.J. Boston. You're like, what happened to him? He did his thing. But if a coach is not guiding a young player right, or just B.J.'s was on a school with a whole bunch of five-stars, everybody's getting the ball. He's not getting the chance to just shoot and have bad shooting games and score 24 points. You know, that would have put him in the top 10. It's just different. You know, you look at, look at LaMelo Ball. LaMelo Ball shot terrible from the three-point line, terrible from the field. And he was a lottery pick. He's a top three pick. You know why? Because he had a chance to show you, okay, even though I'm shooting 30-something percent, a high 30, what is it, a low 40? And even though I can't shoot at all from three, I'm going to shoot enough shots to score enough points to put me in the lottery. And then he got in the NBA, he was better. You know why? He's around different coaches, different people. They wasn't going to let him just make mistakes. You can't shoot like that in the NBA and stay on the team. They won't even put you on the floor. You know, so it's a little different. So this team, Sessoms, Seth Lundy, I think Greg Lee's a big addition. And Scott, two big additions to get some size in there. Tarara left and Tisambala. Cornwall's a guy that can score. It's going to be some guys. They're all going to get time, too, because they need the depth and need the players. So this is different. This is a little different. You're going to see a lot of different things evolve with this Penn State team, man. So I just think I think they'll be competitive because Lundy and Sessoms are there. Still some guys. Miles Dredd is still playing, people. I think Penn State will still compete, still be one of the best teams in the Big Ten, but it's going to be some growing pains. I think the second half of the season, you'll see guys start to kick up that wasn't kicking up like they was before. And I think Greg Lee's one of them, Cornwall's one of them, you know, and Pickett's one of them. I think those three guys are going to impact for Penn State. We'll see what Scott does. You know, it's a lot of guys that have to make their moves, but I think Greg Lee's going to get a chance to make things happen. I think Cornwall is, and I think Pickett is. I just think he will. I think those three guys will definitely was good recruits, good pickups, good transfers. And we'll see how that goes. Miles Dre is going to have an unbelievable year because it's going to depend on him. But he's a scorer. Sessoms, unbelievable year. He's a scorer. Seth Lundy. Those are the three guys that you're going to look at to lead Penn State. They're going to lead Penn State. Penn State is going to be a team to win 20 games. I think they'll be in the tournament for the simple fact that Dredd, Lundy, and Sessoms. Sessoms and Dredd are battle-tested. Lundy is ready. And it's going to be something big to see with them guys all playing. Playing their asses off. But it's the junior, it's the transfers that you got to be ready for. Greg Lee is going to be a guy you like. Cornwall's going to go at it. And Pickett's going to go at it. And then you still have to understand what I have not said. Dalian Johnson and Caleb Dorsey are two good players. What they're going to do for the guard rotation and the forward rotation is going to be big. Dorsey can play. Yes, so can Johnson. So, and they're going to be a splash. So just watch out for this Penn State team. It was a good recruiting that went on. And I see a lot of good in this Penn State team, man. So, look, I'm out of here. Just want to update y'all on some Penn State. Tell y'all about, like I said, you're going to love Dalian Johnson. You're going to love Dorsey. All right, those guys, along with Sessoms and Dredd, you know, and Lundy are going to be a nucleus of players. I just want to see how their start line is going to go. But they did good with the transfer. They did good in getting them Shrewsbury's. I like them. It's good hiring for a coach because at the Chambers left, you had to get a likable coach that was going to bring some people in there. Sometimes you get a hire and mom don't bring nobody in there. So, all right, I'm out, y'all. Follow Leader. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I'm out, y'all.